local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
The only thing better than 2 hours of Pensacola right now is 3 hours of Pensacola right now. That's correct. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We are informative, we are local, and we are dependable. Typically with Joe and Austin. Austin's still here, but Joe is not. Steve is instead in his place. Steve, I've already asked you so many times this week, so unless there has been a drastic change, how are you, sir?
Still the same.
Good. That means he's doing fine, by the way, for those who have not been keeping track. All right, 6:11 here. We're just going to get right into it with our top three stories, as we usually do. Of course, everyone and their mothers talking about the presidential debate. It's going to be the first one of 2024 in Atlanta tonight. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump will be on stage at the CNN studios for the first of two currently planned major debates ahead of this November's election. Mm-hmm. It's going to be 90 minutes, and it's going to begin at 8 o'clock. You can catch it on Fox, but also you can catch it on this very station, News Radio Pensacola. Again, that starts at 8.
And we're an hour and 45 minutes away.
Yes.
Whoa. CNN, by the way, is revealing how the microphones are going to be muted during the presidential debate. You see, when Biden and Trump face off, the candidates' mics will be muted when their opponent is speaking. And I guess they're in the studio and they're basically setting it up and testing everything. Tried to speak as his mic was off and was difficult to hear over the air. So we'll see how that works out, though, in just a couple of hours.
Yeah, we had a texter. I want to say it may have been in the first hour, unless my perception of time is really messing with me here. But they mentioned that whole ordeal about the mics being cut. But I think they were talking more about the audience not being present. And it's like, it's a similar ordeal to like YouTube removing the dislike button, like the dislike counter. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, because I guess basically you're not allowing like honest reaction. And you know, that there's some truth to that. It's just that, you know, people will jeer, people will shout.
And it's tempting for the candidates to try and pack the audience with their people so they can cheer louder than the other guys' people.
And they're wanting you to get in the head of their opponent and all that. And then when you bring up the mic thing, I mean, that's just because there's just no maturity between the candidates anymore. So you just got to shut them up since they won't do it themselves.
Yeah.
Should be. Nonetheless,
there were some predictions about it, though, from people, from the voters.
Yes,
about what's going to happen tonight. Most of the voters are predicting Donald Trump will do better than President Biden. The survey from the New York Times Siena College found 60% of the registered voters believe Trump will do very well or somewhat well in the debate. Meanwhile, 46% say the same for Biden.
Yeah, I'm predicting that it's going to be, even with the station and crew trying to keep everything civil, I'm predicting it's going to be pretty chaotic, almost in a sad yet humorous way.
Well, from my point of view, all bets are off.
Yes, definitely. And thirdly here, the Supreme Court issuing a ruling allowing emergency room doctors in Idaho to perform abortions. That means a lower court ruling that allows doctors to perform abortions in emergency situations will stay in effect for the time being. If that rings a bell to you, you may have been listening to us last night because we discussed this situation. It was in an inadvertently posted document, I believe.
Yeah.
And it has since been confirmed. So that's a pretty bombshell storyline there when it comes to this whole abortion thing on a national scale, at least as far as the Supreme Court's concerned. Just about 6:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. You can visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Looking at traffic here, we weren't dealing with really anything out of the ordinary other than I-10 if you were traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard, but just about all that congestion has seemingly cleared out. As far as what's lingered, we may have a little bit of backups on Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit on North Davis Highway at the intersection with Olive Road, but that's pretty par for the course. That's very minor congestion there. So, Steve, how's the weather looking?
Well, that shower that's been hanging around over basically the Milton area, it's been hanging there for about an hour and a half now. It's still coming down, and it looks like it has built out and moved into towards Fort Walton Beach now, but it's still hanging out over Milton, and it looks like it's not going anywhere. So if you're driving through that on I-10 and anywhere in the Milton area, be careful. Those showers should continue tonight at times, low about 81 degrees. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. Right now, 87 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in the rain in Milton. That's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Not wasting another moment, getting right into local headlines here. Pensacola police say that they have completed the investigation into a recent video that surfaced showing an officer appearing to strike a man in the head during a struggle as he was being arrested, and have determined that the force used was reasonable, justified, and within policy. PPD spokesman Mike Wood spoke on this, and Steve, we have that audio clip available, right?
Right here.
They pulled the vehicle over. They knew they were going to have to arrest this individual, and when the individual started to resist, that left the officers no choice. When a person resists arrest, the officers are bound by law to effect that arrest. They can't just back up and say, you know what, I don't feel like fighting today. It's too hot outside. We'll go approach him in a couple of days and try this again. That's not how the real world works. We have to effect that arrest. When they tried to do that, the individual began to fight with the officers.
That's Pensacola Police Department spokesman Mike Wood.
Yes, and as he kind of mentioned there, talking about the physical altercation, he specified that closed fist strikes are within their policy and that fighting with officers just isn't pretty. The suspect was 35-year-old Daniel Sigman, and his family believed the force was excessive. Both Sigman and the officer were treated at a local hospital, and Wood says neither had any major injuries. Sigman has since been charged with a traffic violation, drug possession, battery, and, of course, resisting arrest.
Well, here's some good news. Specifically for Savannah Street, U.S. Department of Transportation awarded nearly about $5 million a grant to redesign about 3.5 miles of Cervantes Street. That project area is going to be from North W Street to the Bayou Tejar Bridge. As reported in the PNJ, the new design will include complete street enhancements for pedestrians, bicyclists, transit, and motor vehicles, as well as lane elimination, speed management measures, tree coverage, and intelligent transportation system components.
All right. Very nice. And
sprucing it up.
Yes, absolutely. And Independence Day coming up next week, and many people are stocking up on fireworks in Escambia County. No surprise there. But even though a 2020 Florida amendment designates Independence Day as a firework holiday, those wishing to launch their own fireworks show in the city limits of Pensacola may be stuck with a civil fine due to ordinances grandfathered in prior to the new legislation. So if you live within the city limits, it is unlawful to discharge fireworks. If you live outside of the city of Pensacola, launching fireworks is legal, but only in designated holidays. And also, we have to keep in mind, Escambia County's daily noise ordinance remains in effect. So, if your neighbors complain, which I hope they wouldn't unless it's extreme circumstances on 4th of July,
right,
law enforcement may show up to your door.
Well, the Strive to Thrive 2035 campaign is underway in Pensacola. The city is asking residents what they would like the city to look like about 10 years from now.
I'd like to see it a lot more a walkable community. It's great the way it is, but it could be a lot better.
Climate change is, to me, is going to be an issue for all of us. We live downtown, so and our house that we bought has been flooded twice.
Those are some of the residents who attended an open house at City Hall last night. The city is partnering with a consulting company who helped collect some data from those residents who happened to be at the open house. Mayor D.C. Reeves says the data will help to determine the city's future. And there's still time for you to chime in with your own opinion as to what you'd like to see the city be like in about 10 years. Here's what you do. Go online at Pensacola2035.com. Again, that's Pensacola2035.com.
Thank you very much, Steve. And a kidnapping victim is safe, and the man who allegedly took her is in custody. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that Olvin Vasquez Martinez was arrested for kidnapping 4-year-old Alma Lizette Marina. She went missing yesterday but was found safe. There's no word on what connection the 24-year-old suspect has with the girl, but nonetheless, great news there as far as the victim and the man allegedly behind it being behind bars.
Sounds like a lot of good news.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, but this one is not one of them. Escambia County deputies are investigating.
Yeah,
I know. They're investigating yet another shooting in the Montclair neighborhood. A woman was shot last night about 6 p.m. at Florel Way and Bel Air Road. Deputies say the woman was shot in the shoulder. She was taken to a hospital and treated. There's no word on the severity of her injury so far, but the investigators say shell casings were found at the scene. That is the fourth shooting in the neighborhood in just over a month now.
My goodness. Just about 6:20 here. We will take a quick break. When we return, state headlines, national headlines as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. I'm going to be out for a little while, but don't worry, we've got some outstanding folks filling in for me. Smart people who I trust. Dave Merzen, Kristen Rhodes, John Hutchinson, and Craig Heinzman will be holding down the fort and talking with you about the news of the day, local events, and of course, their fantastic and very entertaining perspective on all of it. So I'll be back very soon, and you can always check out the podcast and listen to the Pensacola Morning News at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hurricane season is here, and Gulf Breeze Natural Gas helps provide the most reliable energy source. There are advantages to having natural gas in your home or business. Major storms typically do not cause widespread outages because gas lines are buried and protected. Most appliances, including cooking and hot water, still work during electrical outages. A gas generator gets everything back up and running within 30 seconds. That's the length of this commercial. Learn more about how to be best prepared at GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, Monday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your healthcare costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions Monday at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tonight at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio. Yes. My goodness. What is going on with us, Steve?
I don't know.
You can't talk without biting your cheek. I can't talk at all. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, just about 6:25, you're listening to News Radio. My goodness. Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. There we go. Hopefully you won't forget it because apparently I keep doing so.
Yeah.
Just about 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Luckily, I don't have to say much here. There's not a lot going on the roads. It looks like a lot of the congestion we were dealing with has smoothened out. So if you're dealing with any problems wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. Steve, how's that weather, man?
It's going to be wet continuously on and off through tomorrow. Rain showers off and on tonight. low about 81. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. Right now, 87 in Pensacola, 83 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in the rain in Milton. That's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, excellent. Getting into some state headlines here. Governor Ron DeSantis, he's not supporting a bill focused on water quality at Florida beaches. He vetoed four measures yesterday, including one that would have required the state health department to take additional steps if bodies of water did not meet quality standards. Under the legislation, the agency would issue health advisories and close access to waterways when necessary. DeSantis says he has made protecting Florida's natural resources a top priority, but this grant of power to the department over local beaches is ill-advised.
Well, three people are facing charges in connection to a major North Florida drug bust. Columbia County Police say deputies found more than $1 million worth of cocaine while they were conducting a training exercise with Lowndes County deputies last month. One of the suspects, Hector Villarreal, was allegedly caught with the drugs inside of his rental car after police say he was pulled over in Lake City after failing to stay in his lane. After the discovery, a three-day sting led to the arrest of two other suspects. Villarreal is facing up to life in prison. And it was basically interesting that they were conducting a training exercise but ended up arresting a suspect and basically cleaning up some cocaine.
Yes, very strange. And six Florida insurance companies will offer lower rates later this year. Speaking of strange stuff, the state's Office of Insurance Regulation says that six of at least eight insurers who filed for reductions have been approved. In the latest report, the agency states that 10 other companies have filed to keep its prices the same in 2024. Insurance Commissioner Michael Jaworski believes that the rate decreases are a sign of the governor's ongoing commitment to ensuring a reliable market for policyholders.
Well, a former Manatee County pastor is facing child sex crimes charges. The sheriff's office gave an update earlier today saying 43-year-old Jonathan Elwing is accused of buying child porn online by using cryptocurrency. During a search of his phone, authorities say they found images of Elwing sexually battering a kid under the age of 12. This is a pastor, mind you. The 43-year-old pastor resigned from his position at Palmview First Baptist Church last week.
Terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's just disgusting. And we mentioned DeSantis earlier. Speaking of him, he vows to stop what he calls an unconstitutional power grab by the Biden administration. DeSantis responded yesterday to the U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence. Dr. Vivek Murthy calls firearm violence a public health crisis that poses a serious threat to the health and well-being of our country. DeSantis accuses the Biden administration of using the public health bureaucracy to violate the Second Amendment. He says it reminds him of when unelected bureaucrats used public health as pretext to deprive citizens of their rights during the pandemic. Steve, what's going on nationally?
Well, nationally, the Supreme Court is stopping the Biden administration's controversial good neighbor pollution rule. See, the plan would have forced states to cut their emissions to reduce the amount of smog that drifts across their borders. See, you can't control that because the wind blows it over to the next state. But right. Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia challenged that federal rule, calling it too costly and ineffective. The 5-4 decision to grant the stay does not nix the plan, but it does place it on hold.
All righty. And we got a game for you if
you're going to be
tuning into the election tonight. The New York Post has a game for viewers of tonight's presidential debate. The newspaper has a bingo card on its website. You can mark every time you hear a specific phrase or word uttered by either President Biden or former President Trump. Some words include woke, voter fraud, rigged election, and Hunter Biden. Most of those are probably going to be said by Trump, but you know, nonetheless, words are words. If somebody says them, you can fill out your bingo card. How about that?
I have a feeling it'll be a quick game, too.
Most likely.
Well, the trial for the man accused of murdering four University of Idaho students may begin in June of next year. Judge John Judge set a tentative timeline today in a court hearing in which the prosecution and the public defender for Brian Kohlberger agreed to the trial starting next summer. Kohlberger is facing four counts of first-degree murder for allegedly breaking into an off-campus home in late 2022 and fatally stabbing the four students. The prosecution has said they'd pursue the death penalty if he's convicted.
And we recently touched on Louisiana. They tried to bring in Ten Commandments in the classroom, and then that quickly was combated by a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Oklahoma might be a victim of similar soon. Oklahoma's state school superintendent is requiring all public schools to have a Bible in every classroom. That's one thing, but that teachers also have to incorporate it into their curriculum. Superintendent Ryan Walters says that all districts must comply with his directive in accordance with academic standards and state law.
Yeah.
That's gonna immediate, blow over.
Yeah, right.
Just fine.
Lawsuits are gonna be flying.
My goodness.
Well, the police department in Southern California is deploying a special team to handle a rise in violent crime from kids. The Escondido Police Department is reviving SET, which is a special enforcement team to help prevent gang violence among kids. Officer Chandler Hoppel says the enforcement is about more than arrests. He says they work to connect the kids with the neighborhoods and build trust with the kids. Arrest numbers for the kids are reportedly on track to beat the previous 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of these places, we just have a lot of issues with that sort of thing. And, I mean, violence, if it is caught young, hopefully it can, you know, pave the way for safer adulthood with some of these less than fortunate individuals.
Right. Turn your life around.
Absolutely. 6:30 here. You hear the outro music. That means it's time for our Fox News break. That's going to be followed by Your Money Now and a CBS Sports Minute and some commercials as well. When we return, sports headlines followed by some health, business, and science. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The first of two debates between President Biden and former President Trump airs tonight at 9 Eastern. Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble has a preview from Atlanta of the CNN presidential debate.
This is the first time these two men have been together on the same stage in 4 years. And there are new rules this time around. No audience, and the mics will be cut unless it's that particular candidate's turn to speak.
A funeral and celebration of life in Houston for Jocelyn Nungare, the 12-year-old girl murdered last week. Two men believed to be illegal immigrants are being charged with her murder. The ceremony closed with a prayer calling for accountability for Jocelyn's alleged killers.
Lord, stir us up, Father, that we may pray for justice and quicken us.
The suspects could face the death penalty if evidence finds they sexually assaulted their victim. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A divided U.S. Supreme Court is invalidating the Securities and Exchange Commission's use of in-house legal proceedings to discipline those it believes have engaged in fraud. This means that people accused of fraud by the SEC have a right to a jury trial in federal court. The highest court added the in-house proceedings the SEC has used in some of its civil fraud complaints violate the U.S. Constitution. Meanwhile, ahead of tonight's debate, the U.S. economy's performance in the first 3 months of the year didn't turn any heads. The government's latest estimate of first quarter annual growth rose slightly to a paltry 1.4%. The increase in GDP was the smallest in nearly 2 years. Good news, though, U.S. stocks finished today's session higher. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 36 points, the NASDAQ Composite was up 53, and the S&P 500 went into record territory up 4 points. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelbum, Sports Minute, sponsored by Think Machine Records and Petty Country, a country celebration of Tom Petty. I had three reactions to the first round of the NBA draft. Minnesota won the first round by trading for Rob Dillingham and also landing Tyron Shannon Jr. I was shocked that Zach Edey was taken ninth by the Grizzlies, but I actually loved the pick. Finally, I couldn't believe that Dalton Connect wasn't a lottery pick, and the Lakers got an absolute steal with the SEC Player of the Year going at 17. I'm Zach Gelb.
Petty Country, a country music celebration of Tom Petty, bringing the top talent in country and Americana music together to create a 20-song tribute to Petty's dynamic musical legacy, including Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, Dierks Bentley, George Strait, Carly Pierce, Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson, Lainey Wilson, Winona, and more. Petty Country, out now, sponsored by Big Machine Records.
July 4th doorbusters are here at Lowe's, so don't miss your chance for big summer savings. Right now, save $30 on a Project Source 18-inch sink bathroom vanity. Was $129, now just $99. And save $10 on a Never Kink 50-foot hose. Was $29.98, now just $19.98. Hurry, these deals won't last long, because Lowe's knows savings. Offers valid through 7-1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see what we got here. There doesn't appear to be too much going on. That's been the case for basically every traffic report of this hour so far. Well, we do have some backups because there is an accident report. This is on Navarre Parkway. This is going to be just east of Highway 87. We've got some backups going both ways there, right near the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. That's causing some backups in that immediate vicinity. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, speaking of Navarre Parkway, that's where the rain has moved to. It looks like it's down the traffic in that area. It's the ThreatNet radar shows showers from basically Navarre all the way to Fort Walton Beach now, and they're heading in that direction. For us, it's sort of clearing out. Tonight, we expect maybe some more showers, low about 81. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high about 88. It's cooling down, 86 degrees in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 77 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Getting into some sports headlines here. We do have some MLB action starting in 30 minutes, maybe a little bit over. Guardians at Royals, that's going to be at 7:10 on FS1. The Guardians are the best team in the American League right now with a record of 51-27.
Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, how about that? We did have some local representation here, or at least about as local as the MLB is going to get for us. Phillies are beating the Marlins 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth. That's a score update on that for you. The Braves, my goodness, embarrassingly fall to the White Sox 1-0. Don't even ask me what that's about. The Braves have just been on a cold streak, and the White Sox are one of the worst teams in the league. So the Braves are kind of really having trouble establishing some consistency here.
It may be a sort of a pitching duel.
That's the optimistic way to look at it. It was just a game between some great pitchers. That's a good outlook.
Yeah.
NBA news here. Obviously, last night we had the first round of the 2024 NBA draft. draft, France was well represented. They got the first two picks and half of the top six picks, I believe.
Wow.
With number one overall pick going to Atlanta, 19-year-old French forward Zachary Rizache. Other notable first rounders included Kentucky's Reed Shepard. He went third to the Rockets. UConn's Donovan Klingon went seventh to the Trailblazers, and Purdue's Zach Edey went ninth to the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
As for round two, that was earlier this afternoon. It's in the books as well, with the big story being Bronny James going 55th overall to the Lakers. He was one of the last players selected.
Right. Following one season at the University of Southern California.
Yes, a season that was very limited as far as his impact.
Yeah.
I think this was just a move by the Lakers just to make LeBron happy. That's what they've done ever since he's been there.
Well, now that he's with the Lakers, they have the chance to become the first father-son duo to play in the NBA together at the same time.
And that is something that I think that's honestly the last thing LeBron really cared to like check off on his career.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's gonna, now honestly, with him already being at the team where his son is, because that's the last thing he wanted to do. Yeah. And with the Lakers just now getting first rounded by the Nuggets in this last playoff, I do wonder, you know, how much longer he has. I think that's honestly just the only question that we have to ask about LeBron's career now. How much longer is he going to be in the league? Because with how things are currently sitting, let's be real, he's probably not going to win another ring. So it's just a matter of, okay, when's he going to call it quits? How much playing in LA and how much of playing with his son on the court, how much of that is going to how much of that is going to be enough for him to say, okay, I think I'm good, I think I'm out?
I think it must be difficult when you're especially a star player in his category,
right,
to figure out when it's time to retire gracefully. Because, of course, you've been playing all your life. You want to keep playing, but your body's getting older and you're not scoring the way you used to. And it's got to be some time before it becomes embarrassing that you can't do it anymore, but you're still hanging on to retire gracefully.
Yeah, there could be a gray area there for a player like him where it's like, okay, he clearly has the longevity to remain relevant in the NBA.
Yeah.
But, yeah, his team is not in competitive shape right now. So it's like, okay, when are we going to cross the line of, all right, he's still playing good enough to where it's like, okay, he's fizzling out slowly but surely, at least as far as being a contender. I don't know. That's a very interesting dilemma there. Also in NBA news, the New York Knicks, they seem to have their identity figured out. They're popping off here. They got Michael Bridges from the Nets earlier this week, and now they're signing forward OG Anunoby to a 5-year, $212.5 million contract. They acquired him through a trade early this year, and he played a big role in their eventual two seed in the Eastern Conference playoff bracket. So that's big news for the Knicks, and OG Anunoby, he's got some job security, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to the NFL, we've got some unfortunate and some wholesome news here. Steve, I will let you decide which one we cover first.
Well, I guess I get the unfortunate news. Actually, it had a good ending. You see, NFL wide receiver Randall Cobb and his family have been victims of a house fire. That's according to Instagram statements made by both Cobb and his wife. Both stressed that they, along with their three sons and pet dog, are safe and voiced appreciation for their friends and the Nashville Fire Department. It's not known yet, what basically the condition their home is in and what belongings may be salvageable from the home.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're in good shape, and that's the good news.
Yeah, as you said, that is a very positive touch to put on it. They are all right. That is all that matters. Former Saints safety Steve Gleason has been selected to receive the 2024 Arthur Ashe Courage Award at the ESPYs. Now, if you don't know who Steve Gleason is, he was a safety for the Saints, as I just said. But what he was infamous, that's a negative term.
He
was famous for, iconic for, legendary for, is a blocked punt that he had against the Atlanta Falcons back in 2006. It set up the Saints' first touchdown since returning to the Superdome after Hurricane Katrina.
That's
all those
one of those
years ago.
Signs of New Orleans getting back to normal, and then New Orleans kind of needed that, you know?
Yeah, and they now, I believe, have a statue outside of the Superdome showing that blocked punt by Steve, because he was great at that.
Mm-hmm.
But the 47-year-old, he was diagnosed with ALS back in 2011, and he's obviously done a lot to combat the terminal disease, and he received a Congressional Gold Medal for his fight against it in 2020. So, I mean, they talk about this award being dedicated to those who possess strength, courage, for overcoming adversity. No one embodies that like Steve Gleason, so congrats to him there. Let's see. We'll get our top health, business, and science story out, and then we'll get to traffic and weather. Scientists are saying not to worry about two giant asteroids that are hurtling towards Earth.
There was a movie called Don't Look Up about a few months ago, basically with that very topic.
Yeah.
But that one, of course, the ending was different than what this hopefully will be. Tell me more.
Yes, yes, we need to hear more. The European Space Agency says that an asteroid over a mile wide will be zipping by the Earth this afternoon, probably already has, at a relatively close 4 million miles away. It poses no threat, but they say it's the closest flyby on record of an asteroid that size. Then on Saturday, another huge asteroid will zip past our planet.
Okay.
The recently discovered asteroid is a lot smaller. It's about 800 feet wide, still pretty big, though, obviously.
Yeah.
It will come a lot closer at around 180,000 miles from Earth. Yeah, that's decently closer than 4 million.
Be mindful, the moon is 240,000 miles out there, so this will come closer to Earth than the moon is.
Yeah, I mean, well, and that's the thing. Like, how noticeable is this thing going to be?
I don't know.
Like, you know what I mean? I don't know. If it's closer than the moon, I mean, and it's 800 feet wide, I know that's not overly big when far away, but I mean, I don't know. Scientists say that there's no risk of it hitting us, but at the same time noted that if it did, it would cause considerable damage.
Well, thanks for reminding us, scientists.
Yeah, I love how they just throw that in last minute to say, you know, here's a reason to be nervous.
Right.
All right, so we did have that accident report. This is our next check of the roads and weather, by the way. We just figured that was an important clarification. We did have an accident report on Navarre Parkway. This is just east of Highway 87, right at the bridge trying to get onto Navarre Beach. We had an accident report there causing minor backups in that immediate vicinity, going both east and west. Outside of that, though, it doesn't appear to be that there's too much going on. Steve, how's the weather
looking? Well, looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, that accident is right under heavy showers right now. So that may have led to possibly causing that accident, because the visibility is quite low in that area. And looks like tonight maybe more rain showers coming at times, low about 81 degrees. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, maybe some in the afternoon. Cloudy, of course, high about 88. It's 86 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 77 in Milton. And that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Awesome. All righty. Carrying on with our health, business, and science theme here. Boeing facing sanctions for disclosing details of the investigation into the 737 MAX door panel that blew out during a flight in January. The National Transportation Safety Board, or the NTSB, said today that Boeing on Tuesday shared information that hadn't been cleared, violating an agreement with the regulator. The agency also said that Boeing mischaracterized the investigation as looking for a person responsible for the panel, when instead it's looking for the probable cause of the accident. The NTSB is working with the Justice Department and said Boeing will no longer have access to investigative information. Man, Boeing. I cannot think of a PR disaster that has been that severe for that long. I can't
tell
you the last time
that
happened.
Another PR disaster going on right now. Their Starliner spacecraft. Yeah. It went up, and the two astronauts on board, it was supposed to be a two-week checkout, basically visitation to the space station and come back. But because there's thruster issues, there are helium leaks, there are all kinds of problems with the spacecraft, which is docked at the space station right now. Their stay aboard the space station has been extended and extended again. Looks like it'll be a 45-day stay. The reason is that they can't check out the problems when the spacecraft comes back to Earth, because it's in the service module, which is attached to the spacecraft, which is basically dumped before it re-enters the atmosphere. So they're hoping to figure it out before they basically come back to Earth. But yeah, it's been not exactly a good time for Boeing, both in their aircraft and spacecraft divisions.
It's been a horrible 7 months. the latest data on weekly jobless claims shows that fewer Americans are requesting first-time benefits.
That's good.
Yeah, that is. The Labor Department says it received 233,000 claims in the week ending June 22nd. That's a drop of 6,000 from the prior week, and not far off from what most analysts had been expecting.
And more good news. Wall Street closed in positive territory today. All eyes are on the release of tomorrow's Consumption Expenditures Price Index report, and that's what the Federal Reserve uses to gauge inflation. Investors hope the report shows prices are easing so the central bank can lower rates at some point later this year. And at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 36 points to 39,164, S&P 500 rose by 4 points to 5,482, and the NASDAQ gained 53 points to 17,858.
All right, very nice. 6:48 here. We will take one last quick break for the show this evening. When we return, pop culture notes, wacky and weird stories, and some good news to finish us off here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Party down with a big bang. Shelton Fireworks has been in business for over 40 years. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. Shelton's has the world's largest selection with over 35,000 square feet of fireworks, the largest finale cakes, and the largest mortars legal in the USA. If it goes boom, Shelton's has got it. Located on I-10, exit 53, the first Alabama exit, Robertsdale, Alabama. For more info, go to sheltonfireworks.com, home of the big ones.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the Flight Deck Store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden debate their visions for America tonight at 8 p.m. Hear it live on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. 652 here. You may have just heard that promo by our very own Steve Taylor right before we came back from break. We are airing the presidential debate. That's going to be in a little bit over an hour. So
yes.
wanted to give one or two more final reminders of that before we sign off here this evening. So be sure to keep that in mind. It's going to be televised on Fox, but if you would be so obliged, we would appreciate it if you also tuned into News Radio if that is more available to you or a better option in any way.
Yes, but we are 1 hour and 8 minutes away from the action in Atlanta.
Yeah, so nonetheless, just keep that in mind as we reach the finish line here on Pensacola right now. Let's see, just about 6:53, we'll get into a couple of pop culture notes before we dive into our last quick check of the roads and weather. Prince Harry, we talked about the ESPYs earlier. Mm-hmm. Prince Harry's receiving an ESPY award for his work on the Invictus Games. ESPN reports that he'll receive the Pat Tillman Award for service at the annual ceremony next month. Harry co-created the International Sports Competition for Wounded Vets and Active Duty Military in 2014. The 39-year-old son of King Charles served a decade in the British Armed Forces himself.
Well, the first trailer is being released for that Mel Gibson-directed movie called Flight Risk. You see, the film stars Mark Wahlberg as a pilot transporting an air marshal and a fugitive to trial as they enter the Alaskan wilderness. It's revealed that the pilot is actually a hitman seeking to kill the fugitive. Yes, the rest of the cast includes Topher Grace and Michelle Dockery. Flight Risk is going to hit the theaters October 18th. 14th.
All righty. Very nice. And then Marilyn Monroe's Los Angeles home is now considered a historical landmark.
As it should be.
But not without some controversy, Steve.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The L.A. City Council voted unanimously Wednesday to give the home in L.A.'s Brentwood neighborhood the designation.
Of course.
The current owners of the home had planned to demolish it and combine it with the property they own next door.
It'd be a little mega mansion, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess. They have filed a lawsuit against L.A. claiming the city rushed the historical landmark process and violated city codes. The 2,900-square-foot home was the only one ever owned by Monroe and is where she died in 1962. I mean, she's got a lot of fans. Obviously, she's still a very timeless presence.
Oh, yeah.
This could definitely be like a tourist attraction.
It would be.
It's like, I don't know. I understand why people would be like, okay, if you rush this or whatever, or you tried to kind of basically play it a bit bush league to get this a landmark on our property or whatever.
But it saved the house.
Yeah, it's like that's one thing to be annoyed by that, but I think you do need to look at the bigger picture here. We got one more pop culture note, but before we get into it, we'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. In our last couple of updates, there hasn't been much going on outside of the issues on Navarre Parkway. If you are traveling east or west, this is right at the bridge to get onto Navarre Beach. We did have an accident report over there. It looks like we may have another one on the bridge itself if you are approaching Navarre Parkway. Either way, we've got backups going in all three directions there. So that's if you are traveling eastbound, passing Highway 87, traveling westbound, approaching Highway 87, or traveling northbound, trying to get off of Navarre Beach and approach Navarre Parkway. So be on the lookout for that little trifecta there. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much going on. Steve, how's the weather?
Well, that debacle in traffic in Navarre seems to be also related to the showers that are falling heavily in Navarre. Yeah, the News Radio ThreatNet radar shows a shower sitting there and it's not moving very much. Looks like it's going to be a repeat tomorrow of today. Tonight, rain showers at times, low about 81. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, maybe some showers in the afternoon, high about 88, 86 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, 77 in Milton, and that's your forecast from News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. One more quick pop culture note here. The famous pair of blue suede shoes worn by Elvis Presley is going up for auction. The iconic footwear is up for auction on Friday and Saturday by British auction house Henry Aldridge & Son. They're handling the sale. The size 10.5 shoes were worn by Elvis on the Steve Allen Show in 1956.
Of course, you remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Like it was yesterday.
Right.
The bid starts at $70,000, and the shoes are expected to bring in about $150,000. Now, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty wild. I wouldn't call it wacky and weird. Steve, give us something that we would find wacky or weird.
You know, we were talking about sports earlier, especially football and so forth and the NBA. But football, of course, is considered an American sport. Yes, football. Yes. We're Americans. But you probably would think that the Americans are best at football because that was our game, right?
Fair, yeah.
It's not the case this week. In a pathetically shocking twist, the USA lost to Japan 41-20 in the U-20 World Football Championship semifinals. That's about three touchdowns different. Japan.
I know.
Never thought of them as a super bowl powerhouse, you know, team kind of play at that level, but I guess they are.
Yeah, a football superpower in the making. Yeah. I mean, as I said, these are kids, right? Stuff happens. We just beat Pakistan in cricket a little while ago. It's like,
and we didn't know Americans played cricket either.
Yeah, I can't. I don't even know if I could tell you one rule about cricket. I will say, though, I mean, it's like, it's proof that flukes happen. We have, you know, we have little not upsets. That's the term. Upsets.
Yeah, right.
It's like this is one of those. It's just unfortunate because historically, whether it be recently or going as far back, it's like the Miracle on Ice. America is typically, you know, pretty. They're typically the underdog that defies expectations. They're typically not the ones getting upset. So this is upsetting, but you know what? Sometimes American patriots need some humbling, and I guess this is just going to have to be that delivery mechanism for that.
I guess so.
But I'm not happy about it. All right. So
there's something going on in Colorado.
Yes, there is.
A small Colorado town is suddenly a very hot place to visit. You're probably asking why. Many have been flocking to the town of Belleville to see a monolith that popped up on a hill. It just popped up there. Right. The shiny structure is over 6 feet tall, about 70 miles outside of Denver. The woman who owns the land, basically where the thing popped up, checked it out, and like everybody else, she's asking, where the heck did this thing come from? She jokes aliens do not drive and wonders if kids did it or maybe a local artist, but whatever the answer, the monolith is not going anywhere anytime soon because somehow it got bolted into a cement pad, which makes me wonder, how did the lady not notice this was going on her land?
It had to have happened in like the middle of the night, and she may not have much, if any, surveillance. I will say, though, yeah, it's weird that we were hearing about the mysterious arrival and removal of the monolith in California, and now we got this one. Could be a copycat.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly here, just one quick good news story. The four women who rescued their friend from a cougar attack in Fall City, Washington earlier this year will receive a Carnegie Medal for their bravery. 60-year-old Carrie Bergeret was riding with a group of women last February when she was attacked by a cougar that latched onto her jaw. Annie Belota, Tish Schmidt-Williams, Ani Tietz, and Erica Wolf stopped the attack. The cougar was shot and killed by Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife officers. Obviously,
those are brave women.
Yeah, obviously that's unfortunate, but yes, very brave women. That's the takeaway here. So congrats to them, of course, and thank goodness it wasn't worse. Just about 7 o'clock, that's going to do it tonight. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. We'll see you tomorrow on a beautiful Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.